Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about our guest this half hour because I go back with his family a long way. Folks, one of the first members of the founding members of my brain trust is a guy named Tim Berry. Yeah, you know that Tim Berry. The guy who founded Palo Alto Software and created Business Plan Pro. And Tim has been a member of my brain trust now for more than 16 years. And dozens and dozens of times he's been on the show over the last several years talking about how to help you with your small business. Well, he's the apple tree, and one of his apples didn't fall far from that tree. His son, Paul, whom I've known for, golly, about 15 years or so now, his son, Paul, has just had great success in the online world, as did his dad, and we've got him with us right now. Paul has a great startup story to tell you, and I want to introduce you to him now. Paul Berry, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Jim. It's such a pleasure.
It's good to have you here. We've known each other. I think I came out and we spent some time together with you and your dad, and I was watching you help your dad bring the, you actually brought Palo Alto online. You got the products online back in 97, 98, 99, didn't you?
It was such an exciting time. We launched bplans.com. And it was sort of, it was my first experience with how things go viral.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
You know, and the meme then was, oh my God, the internet can be useful.
Right. You know, a quick story, Mitch Daniels is the guy who founded Network Solutions. And he was part of the original team, or I should say he was a neighbor in the building where when they invented the internet in 69. As late as 89, one of the founders, one of the creators of the internet, was said, "Why don't we give this to?" They said, "Why don't we give this to the public?" And in 89, 4 years before it went public, the founder said, "What would they do with it?" So 10 years later, you and I were still trying to figure that out, and here it is now, all these years later, and look how far you've come. Now you moved on when you left Palo Alto Software, you moved on to some other endeavors, one of which was to help Huffington Post get started.
So I joined Huffington Post about year one, and I was their CTO. As chief technical officer. I ran product design and engineering. And I did that up until a year after we were acquired by AOL. So mm-hmm. It was a crazy ride. When I joined, we were reaching 1 million unique visitors a month.
Wow.
And when I left, we were reaching 145.
Wow. And that's a case of where, basically, not to take anything away from the idea or the hard work that you guys did, but basically, you were aggregating content and curating content.
Well, I think, and this is part of Rebel Mouse, it's the mix of original and curated content that is so powerful.
Yep.
So having all that original content being created by amazing bloggers who hadn't been considered bloggers or considered themselves bloggers.
Right.
Hillary Clinton, Larry David, people who had something to say occasionally that could have far reach. And so...
Right.
That and plus we started to have more and more original reporters. And that mm-hmm. combined with curation
right.
is the only way you can keep up with the world and have a voice.
Right, exactly. So
you have to write it yourself, every story. You just can't keep up with the volume
right.
of information.
Right, exactly. So, okay, now, and then you moved on. After it went public, you moved on. And you started something. Your dad told me about this, like the moment, like 3 minutes after you decided to do this. Well, I think you were actually, weren't you actually working on Rebel Mouse a little bit before you left Huffington?
I worked out a transition with, at that point now it was officially AOL, and I was running the Huffington Post Media Group, which included TechCrunch and the AOL page and all these properties. I had 300 people reporting to me, and we figured out a very careful transition. That was a long one, but that allowed me to begin to work on the ideas and the concepts. And I started to pay the developers to work on it with me out of pocket, just keeping the accounting, knowing I would get funding later and pay myself back.
Right. Well, and I remember talking to your dad, saying, how's son Paul doing? That's how he always referred to you. How's son Paul doing? And he said, well, he's got this new company called Rebel Mouse. He said, you go to rebelmouse.com and check it out. And I did. And that's been a little while ago. So now, folks, that was the startup of the idea for Paul's venture. But he's a couple of years down the road now, and he's doing great. And we're going to talk about how he pulled that off and the concept of content curation. Why is it powerful? After these messages, 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.